Good morning, noon, and evening, around the world and across the shards. The Cavern today brought to you by the Cavern Communications Network and a Tilguru fan presentation. If you want to follow along at our blog, or for photos or other information like that all-important email where you can send your G-rated comments, please go to echo2thecaverntoday.blogspot.com. Music is courtesy of Hulu's LCC. Your hosts today are Tyon and Blue.
This is your news from the Surface Reporter, Mowag. Welcome to our podcast. I know there may be some of you who are unfamiliar with podcasting in general. I'll admit that the concept was new to me when I joined the CCN staff, so I thought I'd devote my first report to a brief explanation of what podcasting is and what we hope to do with it. First off, who are we? We're just a small congregation of devoted Uru fans spread throughout the world, but coming together via the web in an attempt to bring the Uru community one step closer by adding a new and, hopefully, entertaining dimension to the worldwide phenomenon that is Uru. And we're hoping to achieve the same through podcasting. So what is podcasting, anyway? Well, imagine that you have a favorite radio program that you always try to listen to. You consider yourself a diehard fan, and you never fail to tune into your program whether at home or in your car. But suppose your work schedule changes, and you can no longer be near a radio when your program airs. In the old days, you might set up a tape recorder to capture the show, and then listen later when your schedule permitted. This process worked okay, but you had to manually set up your recorder and somehow time it to come on when the show did. And you would have to do this every time your show aired if you wanted to catch every installment. Now imagine that you could view a vast catalog of such broadcasts, choose one, and listen almost immediately. And imagine that you could then collect those archived broadcasts in a space-efficient digital storage medium and keep them around for posterity. And imagine that you could copy that broadcast, be it news, talk, music, whatever, to a pocket-sized playback device, and listen whenever it was convenient. Well, that's what podcasting is all about. It allows us to enjoy quality audio programming on demand, free from the constraints of time and space. Not surprisingly, the rather peculiar term podcast is derived from the Apple iPod, which was originally intended as a simple MP3 player, but which has since grown into an astonishingly versatile multimedia storage and playback phenomenon. The number of online podcast sources is growing rapidly. But note that you don't need to own an iPod to enjoy our podcasts. Any MP3 player or audio-capable PDA will play our broadcasts. And of course you can listen in using your PC, Mac, or laptop as well. Our intent here at CCN is to use this amazing medium to create new and original entertainment for our friends in the widespread Uru community. In the months that follow, we hope to produce news reports, both Uru and non-Uru-oriented, short dramatic pieces, humor, interviews, music, you name it. For our friends on the Uru forums, you'll be able to hear your fellow forumites speak, act, perhaps even sing. We hope to bring the Uru experience even more alive, and we invite you to join us in our adventure. Thank you for listening to CCN, the Cavern Communication Network. This is Mowag signing off. Some portions of our program, The Cavern Today, are recorded live in Agura. Under these circumstances, technical and audio difficulties may be unavoidable. It is not necessary to adjust your player.
Everyone, I'm Tyon from Washington, USA, and my co-host is Verloon from the Netherlands. And this is the first September 2005 edition of our podcast. So far, I haven't had much to complain about. We both got top billing. How about you, Verloon? How are you feeling about all this?
Oh, very exciting, Ty. It's very new for me, but I like it very much. And how about you, Ty? How is it going with you? Have you been working on the Cavern projects lately?
Uh, Well, I have been working on a serial for the Cavern today, which is still in, well, which will actually be aired today. But that's pretty much it, along with doing some advertising.
That sounds good to me.
I guess so. Lisa, what's the weather like in the Cavern today?
About usual, 67 degrees. In some ages, like Itagira, it is a tad warmer, and in others, like Kadesh, a little cooler. On the surface, it's 96 degrees today, with a slight chance of thunderstorms, around the 10% chance. In Spokane, Washington, it is 82 degrees today and partly cloudy. Actually, a fairly nice day with only a 10% chance. In local news, the Uru Obsession Forum experienced a big increase in posts due to an administrative snafu last month. It seems the issues have been resolved and the forum is up and running smoothly. There has been no response from the DRC about whether the move of the internet podcast The Cavern Today has made an impression on them or whether they are returning to The Cavern in the near future. According to Lydia Good, it seems, a spokesperson from their Victoria Falls office, the company has little interest in following the startup cast produced by the Cavern Communications Network. The DRC is engaged in a much larger project to map and subdivide the island just south of the old Riven Narrows for a new multi-unit housing project and shopping center. The shopping center, said Good, it seems, will include a Movies 24 and a Penguin department store slated for opening in the fall of 2006. I can't believe that it's already time to look for a costume, but it is September. For the latest news on costumer parties in the Cavern, we go to our field reporter, Jade, who is bringing us a report on this about Halloween in the Cavern. Jade is on location.
All my fellow explorers, this is Jade reporting for the Cavern today. This reporter has heard several rumors concerning the demolition of the museum in Agora. I am standing now in front of that museum, and all appears as it should. Further reports indicate that several administrators were running tests in preparation for upcoming Olympic events. Currently scheduled events are September 10th, chemo sprints, 10 a.m. EDT, 1400 GMT at Great Tree Shard. September 24th, Kaddish Strut Race, 10 a.m. EDT, 1400 GMT at Guild of Greeters Shard, Rex's Kaddish. October 8th, Pepsi Memorial City Marathon, 10 a.m. EDT, 1400 GMT at the Guild of Greeters Shard. This will be followed by the finals in mid-October. Please be sure to support your local team. October is fast approaching, and with it, trick-or-treat night. Golden Wedge is cooking up a special treat for all who wish to participate. For those of you who have not encountered Golden Wedge, he is a marker hunt master. In order to participate in a marker hunt, both the red and green basic marker quests must be complete. Golden Wedge has suggested that marker nights be scheduled before Halloween to complete these two quests. Details will be announced as soon as they are finalized. I am sure that by now we have all heard the sad news from Sion. Vigils were held at several locations in and out of the Cavern as this devastating news spread. This reporter would like to respond to this news by saying, "We would not be where we are today if it had not been for your vision. Your voices will be heard echoing throughout the Cavern and in every age. Thank you for the memory, Sion." Jade, signing off. Ask not what you can do for you. Ask what you can do for you.
Thank you, Jade, for that report from the Cavern. Speaking of sidewalks, there has been some discussion among guilds and groups about repairing the sidewalks in front of the concert hall. So far, nothing has been done in the Cavern, and when it was suggested that it may be a local surface community safety hazard, now that the DRC is gone, and the responsibility of the mayor of Southern City, New Mexico, he declined comment. According to one local resident who lives near the cleft out in Maples, he simply refuses to answer their calls. She's worried that her grandson will fall down a ravine while playing in the cavern on the weekends with his usual explorer playmates. The most anticipated event for the month of September will be the release of Myst 5. Pre-sales have already caused the game to go gold. For a special report on this matter, we go to our field reporter Gadrin, who is on location in Iderkimo, and bringing us some news about Myst 5.
Shura, everyone. From the age of thing when I was approached by the cavern system with the cavern today, I'm very glad to be a part of this broadcast, and I hope to be able to bring lots of news about the cavern, from the cavern, for the cavern. But since this is my first broadcast, bear with me. A glance at a several... That's right. For those of you who have been living in a Barrow cave the past week and hadn't heard, the demo from Myst 5, End of Ages, has been released for both PC and Mac, and I'm here today to tell you I know that many of you don't want to be spoiled about the game until you have it in your hot little hands. And I understand that. I'm the same way. So I won't be giving you any specifics or anything. I just want you... You can find links to the demo at Ubisoft's Myst website at www.mystworlds.com. The PC version is about 270 megabytes, and the Mac version is even larger. So if you're on a dial-up connection, you might want to download it overnight. Now, I have a budget computer that's a couple years old, and I had very little hope that it would work well with Myst 5 without a serious upgrade. However, I found that it's more or less adequate for Myst 5. One thing that makes me especially happy is that the loading times for the ages is significantly reduced, meaning that you won't have to wait a couple seconds in front of a blank screen before you link in. And the ages themselves are wonderful. Grass and ferns wave in the breeze, the clouds float across the sky, you can hear the waves crashing on the beach. Now, recently, Cyan's been talking a lot about its new face mapping technology in regards to 3D characters. And a common problem with 3D games is the way that people move. It often looks exaggerated and forced, because even the best animators can't capture the nuances of human movement perfectly. But Cyan has used motion capture technology to make the characters in the game move much like humans should. And then afterward, the designers record an actor's face as he speaks his lines, and then they map that video onto the face of the 3D model. And this helps the characters to feel much more real, because they can capture those small nuances, like a smirk, a scowl, or a sigh. And I've seen it firsthand in the demo, and I'm amazed. Cyan has made a new gameplay feature in Myst 5, the Stone Slate. I don't want to give too many details away, but it uses a form of, I suppose you could call it, handwriting recognition to interact with the ages. Although there are a few quirks in it that make it run imperfectly, it seems to be a good move and will fit in well with Myst 5. The different control schemes in the game allow for players to enjoy the game however they like. If you like the point-and-click system of Myst and Riven, then the default classic setup is for you, and you can do everything in the game with just a single mouse button. You can use the Classic Plus settings to simulate the 360-degree node-based movement of Exile and Revelation. And for the users more experienced with real-time 3D, there is an advanced setting that lets you roam freely around the ages. However, from looking at screenshots of those lucky ones with top-of-the-line PCs, it's obvious that there is much in the way of textures, animation, and overall performance that I'm missing out on. Certain areas slow down significantly, and my aging video card tends to create graphics glitches occasionally. So if you plan to play Myst 5 and the demo doesn't run very well, you may want to upgrade. And I shouldn't ignore the extremely short development cycle for this game. As you may know, the first Myst was made in 2 years, Riven in 4, Uru in 6. Cyan only had about a year and a half to finish Myst 5. This, along with the fact that several people left Cyan during this time, has created too much work with not enough time to complete it, so a few rough edges remain in the game. For example, in the demo, I noticed some birds perched on rocks that never moved at all. This is apparently because Cyan just didn't have enough time to fix up everything. But I'm wondering, why keep them in the game at all? Wouldn't it be better if the bird statues were removed so they weren't distracting? But let me say this for the record. Even on average computers, Myst 5 looks beautiful, and this is not derived from certain technical qualities of the game itself, but from that same attention to design that we expect from Cyan Worlds. As in all other games, Cyan has created a world that not only houses interesting puzzles, but feels both otherworldly and familiar at the same time. When I play the demo, I want to be there in those ages to explore and to see with my own eyes what these places are like. And for me, that's a good sign of a well-made Myst. But personally, the way things look isn't my biggest priority in Myst game. If there's a great deal of interesting story and background, then I'm all over it. But then again, I'm the kind of guy who spends... hours speculating on demi linguistic minutiae or the inner workings of socio-political forces in relation to the fall of Demi. Now, the demo seems to keep the story under wraps because I didn't get a clearer picture of what was going on. But from looking at other previews of Myst 5, the story should be pretty complex and interesting, and it looks like we'll get some info about Yisha and the Bahro, something we're all wondering about ever since we took her journey. From what I've seen, it looks like Myst 5 will be able to answer many questions and create even more. So, all in all, Myst 5 will be a great game that ends the series nicely. But don't take my word for it. Go play the demo for yourself and see what all the buzz is about. It's available at Ubisoft's Myst Worlds website, www.mystworlds.com. Myst 5 End of Ages comes out for PC and Mac in late September of this year. This is Gadrin with The Cavern Today in Eater Chemo.
You're listening to The Cavern Today, brought to you by the Cavern Communications Network and Until Uru Fan Presentation.
This is Tyon coming to you from the Bahro Caves. I finally sighted a Bahro. I'm going to try and interview it. Please stand by. Mr. Bahro. Can I get an interview? Do you speak English? All right. Easy. Take it easy. Ladies and gentlemen, this interview is cut short due to the fact that I have to run for my life! Goodbye.
Hello, I'm Steve Crocs and I'll be interviewing Grey Piffle from the Tapestry Shard. Welcome Grey Piffle, thanks for joining us. Now recently, your shard ran the Until Uru Anniversary Week, and I was wondering if you enjoyed the week and what your favourite part of it was.
I enjoyed the Anniversary Week very much. My favourite part was, as always, having people in the cavern enjoying all the things that can be done. We've learned so much about this world and how to interact with it.
Were there any problems in running the anniversary party?
There was only one minor glitch that we think was caused by someone importing a Path of the Shell game onto the shard. But no arguments were reported, so I think everything went very well.
I'm glad to hear there weren't any serious problems then. Were you surprised at the number of people who signed up to the event shard?
I suppose that just over 200 people registered on the shard is a good number, but I was actually hoping for even more. Still, it was a very good turnout.
200 people? That's quite a lot. Did so many people cause any problems? And will Tapestry Shard finally allow us to import completed games after the relative success of the event?
I think the event shard held up very easily against the large influx of people because it had been properly wiped beforehand. Of course, since it was a Path of the Shell game that probably caused the one problem we did have, I doubt that imports will be allowed on normal public shards any time in the future. And that, of course, includes the Tapestry Shard.
Will the event shard keep a player's safe position in Kai after the event is over, or would the shard be wiped after every event?
The event shard was put up and designed exclusively so that we could have a shard that large number of people could gather in without worrying about possible corruption in the middle of the event. So it will get wiped before every major event that we have.
Does the Tapestry Shard have any more events planned?
Ah, other events. The Olympics will be held all this year, and the Tapestry Event Shard will host a part of it. Other parts will be held on other shards to encourage people to visit around and see what kind of friends they can make.
Could you explain to our listeners what the Tapestry Shard is and what it stands for?
The Tapestry Shard was created as an extension of the Bridge Builders, which was envisioned by Eric. It's also a place to gather and just have fun. We try to encourage people to express themselves without any strife. It's not always an easy task, but we continue to persevere.
Recently, you've taken control of the Shard, and could you explain to our listeners what your vision is for it, and do you plan any changes in the future?
Just now, my vision is to keep everything going smoothly until Eric decides he can return. Right now, I have 2 new administrators for the Shard and 4 new moderators for our forums. I'm looking forward to being able to do the studying that's necessary to keep my job at the end of this year, so I will have a minimal presence for a while, but my administrators on the Shard will be able to take care of everything, and they have ways of contacting me if it becomes necessary.
Tapestry has signed up to United Shards. Could you give us a brief description of what United Shards is and what it wants to achieve?
The only answer I can give you on that is what we've already put into the FAQ section at www.unitedshards.org. The United Shards is a democratic group of Until Uru Shard owners and administrators. We're working together to protect and enhance the Until Uru online game. The United Shards group is here to serve the community. Any shard owner, administrator, or co-administrator can join. We will also be approaching other people in the community to join in to help make the game better.
Thanks, GP, for joining us on the Cavern today. We hope you join us again.
You are listening to The Cavern Today, brought to you by the Cavern Communications Network and Until Uru Fan Presentation.
Every Wednesday night, the Laundromat Hood on the OV Oasis hosts a free laundry night. Please join us for an evening of relaxation and fun while your clothing is washed, dried, and pressed. You can view your clothes being cleaned on the guest imager, and there is always fresh coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and soft drinks, plus wonderful pastries and donuts, provided, of course, free. Your hostess is SJ, who will do all she can to make your clothes cleaning a pleasant experience. The evening usually begins about 8 p.m. Eastern Time and lasts until about 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We hope to see you there. Get those clothes clean.
You are listening to The Cavern Today. Now back to your hosts, Verloon and Tyon. And now, Verloon, as a special treat for our listeners, I would like to introduce an Uruite who will cause every explorer to get up and dance in the hoods. From the United Kingdom, our own Mattis performing his song, Shoot.
For some reason, I feel like a cup of coffee.
Yes, me too.
In fact, I think I'll go make one while we go to this short break.
Okay, that would be nice.
If you need more information about our program, for photos or other information like that all-important email address where you can send your G-rated comments, please go to echo2thecaverntoday.blogspot.com. Music was courtesy of Bruce LCC.
You are listening to The Cavern Today, brought to you by the Cavern Communications Network and Until Uru Fan Presentation.
Guild of Artisans members meet regularly on the Tapestry Shard. This winter, members are planning an art festival and show. If you are a fine artist, digital artist, musician, or architectural artist, you are welcome to join. Contact Guild of Artisan founder Lissa at www.fignations.com for more information about becoming an active member or an affiliate with the Guild.
You are listening to The Cavern Today. Now back to your hosts, Verloon and Tyon.
At this point in our program, we would normally schedule another special feature. But this week we decided to invite some other special guests to Tyon and his in the studio. Like you, Ty, our guests were very involved in the recent successful first anniversary celebration held in Eurocavern. What part of the tours stood out most for you? Do you want to do the tours again sometime? And how can explorers contact you about tours?
I think the part I liked most was when I didn't so much present research that had been done by others, but when people started actually sharing their views about the glyphs, I think they are so intriguing and so open because that's what they're supposed to be. Something that makes people think and start to share views. And I think I'm going to do the tour again, but probably differently. I'm not sure how yet, but I think it's going to be part of the Tapestry University program.
Anahu, same question for you. How did you get involved helping out with the audio for the celebration, and what part of the celebration was most memorable for you?
Well, I got involved with the audio for the celebration because I did a lot of the audio with the St. Patrick's Day Parade back in February, or March, whenever St. Patrick's Day was. And the most memorable part of the celebration was that all of the explorers that came back into the cavern who'd been gone for a long time, and all of seeing all the people partying and having a good time.
Diane, the Yusha tours, like the Cliff tours, were very extremely popular. How did you prepare for them? And what do you think explorers took away from them, educationally or inspirationally?
Well, first I basically just thought of places I could go that would show what Yisha had taught us and things like that. So originally I had planned for us to go to three ages, Eder Kimo, Kadesh, and Garrison. Oh, wait, no. It was Teledon, Garrison, and Eder Kimo. So we make it to Teledon and just have this horrible freezing problem. I mean, crashing problem. People just crashed out. So I decided to skip the next age and go directly to the Bodro Caves. So we get to the Bodro Caves. Oh, this is great. The Bodro Cave has a glitch in it because only one person can actually be in the Bodro Caves. So when you link five or six people or however many you link in there, and you touch the glyph, you all come smooshing together. So it really didn't have any educational purposes, but it did have a memorable experience to it. It was just so much fun in there. We all just kept pushing those things, and we all would just fling together, and it was just great. And afterwards, the people who were there would go back to their Reltos, and they'd have two Barrow poles, or one, anyway. It was just a fun day.
In the future, we plan to have more special future interviews with members of the community to provide entertaining activities during the celebration. I can think of two we would like to have come in the show very soon. Someone from the Storyteller Circle, and of course, our own history professor, Gadrin. Do any of you want to add anything about the celebration that just has been said before we close?
Supergram, the anniversary celebration was very successful. It brought back a lot of explorers to the cavern and many explorers who played the game on different shards. When did you first decide to plan a celebration and why?
Oh, I guess I started planning it way back in June. I got a lot of responses on the forums that, you know, this is so early, but you need time to plan something this big.
What would you like to see happen in the cavern now?
I'd like to see the cavern full, just like it was during anniversary week, every week of the year. I do have some plans, and I think TAG has some plans, for events to go on shortly, I guess. They're having a meeting tonight. Right now, what I'm doing is planning the opening ceremonies for the Olympics finals.
Can you tell us anything about that?
Well, it's only in the planning stages right now, but I've done some research on the internet to the real-life Olympic openings, and I'm trying to glean some things from there that could be adapted to our needs. Other than that, it's going to be spectacular, one way or the other.
Thank you, Warren and Donahue, for being here today, and Supergram and Tyron. Well, I imagine we were talking about the Inter-Euro first anniversary for a long time to come.
You are listening to The Cavern Today, brought to you by the Cavern Communications Network and Until Uru Fan Presentation.
Every week, The Cavern Today will bring you a special episode of Tyon's Journey of the Called. The Journey of the Called is an original drama, and its actors are all from the Uru community. So now, CCN, Cavern Communications Network, proudly presents Journey of the Called. Your performers for this episode are Moeri Jean, Mowag, and Tyone.
Scene 1. It was near morning before the tremors began. The Tokota Alley bustled pleasantly with restoration activities.
Since when is it an oven in Denis?
I don't know. I've never felt it this hot in the city before. It's awful. On, hi.
Let me see your relative linking books.
Why?
There's no time, please, let me see.
All right.
Sarah and C2 quickly handed their linking books to Tyon. He inspected them for a moment, his face grim.
Happening to these as well.
What's happening? Hi, where's your Relto book?
Gone, and soon yours will be too.
What do you mean?
They're falling apart!
More like dissolving like sand.
Tyon opened both Relto books so they could see.
How is this possible?
I don't...
It was then that the earthquake began, a deep rumble in the earth that reverberated through the cavern.
We have to get everyone out of the city now. This isn't a normal quake. Spread out. Tell people they've got to link out. We'll meet back here.
It's getting even worse. I don't understand. What's happening to our Relto books?
Yisha must have something to do with it. I should...
Ty!
Before their eyes, the form of Yisha herself stepped from empty air. As they stared, Yisha lifted her hands upward, and people all around disappeared from sight, linked away. Suddenly, Yisha seemed stricken with pain. Grimacing, she clutched her chest and vanished. The ground shuddering became louder and more violent.
Ty!
Sarah, look! Sarah, look out!
Ooh.
You all right?
I think so.
Oh, we need to get away from here.
No sooner had he spoken than Sarah too vanished without even reaching for her livery. Sarah's form resolved in a dimly lit chamber where the ground was quiet. Leaning over her was Tyon.
Sarah! Sarah, wake up!
Oh, my head.
Easy, easy. You've got a nasty bump.
Nasty feels like an understatement.
Sarah looked around and saw that the four familiar barrow pillars were broken and cracked, the walls rivered and crumbling. The fissure in the center of the room was dark. Not a single star shone from the black.
Welcome to the ruins of the Bahro Caves.
What happened to this place? Was there a quake here too?
I don't know. It's been some time since I've been in Dini or the Bahro Caves.
Wait, your journey shirt, it's different. It's got a shell symbol on it.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that.
What changed it?
It's a long story and we don't have time. We need to help these people.
Laying about the floor, scattered with dust that had linked with them, were people from the Tokota Alley. Many were unconscious. Others sat quietly nursing bruises, stunned to be alive.
We made it out.
I don't know, but I hope they were linked away safely.
Oh!
Jeff, good, you're awake. Let me have a look at you.
When did you change your shirt, Ty?
Is everyone going to ask me that?
What did I say?
Never mind, Jeff.
From the shadows of a cave stepped a tall man, black-haired, dark-eyed. He wore ancient knee clothing and a smile that chilled the spine. The stranger regarded Tyon with a cold gaze.
Oh, now isn't this beautiful?
Who are you?
So you are all who have been called. Interesting. We asked you who you were. That is of no importance.
Wait, you're the...
That symbol you wear, it does not matter anymore. Be gone.
Where did you send him?
To a place that you cannot reach. The place that is both in the here and now.
Bring him back, now!
Let me think on that, Shora! Things just keep getting worse. What is all this?
First the weird heat.
And then the linking books.
I hope Ty is okay.
That concludes today's episode of Journey of the Call. Since this is a continuing serial, we would invite you, when we return, to listen to another episode of Tyon's Journey of the Called.
It went pretty well today. Not too many calamities. A couple of weeks, we do it all again. I know one of our guests will be Reverend Vader from the Mistworld form. He's been keeping up with the boards for a long time. It will be interesting to see what he has to say about life in the cavern these days.
I think you will. But for now, we have to say goodbye to our listeners.
May the pinnacles rise up to meet you. May the glowbergs be always at your back. May the sunshine reflect off every Yisha page you do not see. May the rain fall on your Alto, only when you desire rain. And until we meet again, may you be blessed with denied good fortune wherever you settle. Shora Beshem.
You've been listening to The Cavern Today, brought to you by the Cavern Communications Network, and Until Uru fan presentation, around the world and across the shards. If you need more information about our program, for photos or other information like that all-important email address where you can send your G-rated comments, please go to echo2thecaverntoday.blogspot.com. Music was courtesy of Huru's LCC. The CNN production crew is Old Man, Canada, Lisa, Texas, USA, Supergram, New York, USA, Miles, South Africa, Delanor, the Netherlands, SJ, Illinois, USA, Steve Crocs, the United Kingdom, Ruby O, Florida, USA. If you would like to become a part of Until Uru Cavern Life, please go to plasma.scionworlds.com.